There were expired breaths in the gathering and uneasy stirrings. Gao felt the short hairs prickle on the back of his neck. Chen's upper eyelids dropped a little. "How so?" he said. "The fall of Trantor," said Selden, "cannot be stopped by any conceivable effort. It can be hastened easily, however. The tale of my interrupted trial will spread through the galaxy. Frustration of my plans to lighten the disaster will convince people that the future holds no promise to them. Already they recall the lives of their grandfathers with envy. They will see that political revolutions and trade stagnations will increase. The feeling will pervade the galaxy that only what a man can grasp for himself at that moment will be of any account. Ambitious men will not wait, and unscrupulous men will not hang back. By their every action, they will hasten the decay of the worlds. Have me killed, and Trantor will fall not within 5 centuries, but within 50 years, and you yourself, within a single year." Chen said, "These are words to frighten children, and yet your death is not the only answer which will satisfy us." He lifted his slender hand from the papers on which it rested, so that only 2 fingers touched lightly upon the topmost sheet. "Tell me," he said, "will your only activity be that of preparing this encyclopedia you speak of?" "It will." "And need that be done on Trantor?" "Trantor, my lord, possesses the Imperial Library, as well as the scholarly resources of the University of Trantor."
"And yet, if you were located elsewhere, let us say upon a planet where the hurry and distractions of a metropolis will not interfere with scholastic musings, where your men may devote themselves entirely and single-mindedly to their work, might not that have advantages?"
"Minor ones, perhaps."
"Such a world has been chosen, then.
You may work, Doctor, at your leisure, with your 100,000 about you. The galaxy will know that you are working and fighting the fall. They will even be told that you will prevent the fall."
He smiled. "Since I do not believe in so many things, it is not difficult for me to disbelieve in the fall as well, so that I am entirely convinced I will be telling the truth to the people. And meanwhile, Doctor, you will not trouble Trantor, and there will be no disturbance of the Emperor's peace."